Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by.
For the Paul Parent Garden Club, we need a rainbow. We need some warm weather to melt the snow and to warm up our hearts and our gardens. And we would love for you just to sing along when you hear the song. It'll make you feel better because we want to be positive. Okay? Now, if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Robert from Mass with a question about pine trees.
Robert, welcome to the Garden Club, and how can we help you with your pine trees? What's happening?
Hi. Good morning. I was listening to when you were instructing how to put plants away for the winter. Mm-hmm. I have these what I call mini pine trees. They're just real. They were about 3 or 4 inches tall maybe 3 years ago, and they've grown. I've taken them out of the ground, put them in a whiskey barrel, and I've moved them around the yard a lot. But I was wondering, should I have taken them and put them down in the cellar in a dormant place for the winter for these pines also?
Well, I'll tell you, as long as your cellar isn't going to be warm.
Okay.
And the thing that you want to try and do is try and mimic what the weather is like here so that the plant can acclimate its growing conditions accordingly. And that way, in the spring, you plant them directly in the garden or in your container, and eventually you can leave it outside and you don't have to worry about it. Unless they're a plant that was bought at like a box store or the supermarket, and those particular plants probably came from the West Coast. They're not as hardy, and they may not survive being outside.
Yeah, I've had them for quite a few years. I bought the house in 2009, and they were in the ground, and they were maybe, you couldn't even see them, 3-4 inches tall off the ground. And what I was doing is actually hitting them with the lawnmower. And then eventually I dug them out of the ground. There's only 4 little ones. I dug them out of the ground, and they've been in pots. And then I've transferred it over into a whiskey barrel because I kind of like lined the street with them.
Sure.
But they're still in the whiskey barrels, and I've left them outside. And, of course, we've had the snow and all that stuff. And I've just I've grown to appreciate how big they've grown, and I wanted to know if I should do something else to take care of them. But they've been surviving outside all these years, so I just didn't know switching them up and putting them down in the cellar. And, you know, the cellar is cool. It's not cold, but it is, I got draft down there, so there is a cool cellar. And I didn't know if that was going to just make them stronger. So when I bring them out of the cellar, they'll be stronger next year.
Yeah, I mean, you can bring them inside. Again, it's got to be cool. It can't be a heated basement. And you want to put it as far away from a heat source like the furnace, the hot water heater. So put it near the bulkhead stairs, put them right on the floor because the cement's going to be cold, and
right,
that will help it to adjust. But eventually, I mean, you should really consider leaving them outside for the winter. The other thing that you can do is if they've been outside this late, rather than put them in your basement that's heated, if you've got a garage that's not heated, put it in there. And because that's going to get cold, and they'll adapt faster. The one problem that we have when we're growing little trees in containers is drainage. So if you get a lot of rain, it freezes solid, and then you get more rain or melting snow, the ice will build up in the layer. And as the water freezes, it will expand, and it will pull on the root, stretching it. During the day when it's nice, it will relax so that you're getting a pulling, a relaxing, a pulling, and a relaxing, and that's what will damage your plants. So put them in the garage for now. See how they do. If you've got a tool shed, put them in the tool shed.
I don't have anything else like that outside to put them in. You know, I mean, I have them near the back porch, but, I still got hit with snow and all that stuff. But eventually I do have to take them out of the whiskey barrel because now they're, I would say they're at least 3 feet, almost 4 feet tall in this whiskey barrel.
Yep.
So eventually I take them out of the whiskey barrel, put them back in the ground, and let them do their own thing.
Yeah, so when we get into late March, month of April, Mother Nature decides we're going to have a nice early spring, then, dig your hole, get your whiskey barrel brought to the hole, pop the plant out, plant it like it's a plant coming in from the nursery with compost, animal manure, water it in well, and then for that first winter, to really help it, use an anti-desiccant spray, like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. You do that in late September, early October, and that will plug up all the pores so there'll be a lot less damage to that plant.
Okay. Very good. It looks like a strong plant. It's grown pretty wild and pretty big, and without me doing anything, just, if I need to water it, I water it, and if it doesn't, I let the rain and natural weather take care of it.
Yeah. So, the one thing that will help, especially being that's been in this container, it's been pampered, when you plant, there's a product made by JRM Chemical. And they make a product called Soil Moist.
Okay.
And it looks like rock salt. And depending on the plant, something, like you said, is around 5 to 6 feet tall, probably close to being as wide. When you plant it, put your compost, a little animal manure in there, and then take some of these soil moist granules, blend it in, and when it rains, they will expand like a piece of jello. The roots will grow into the soil moist. It'll be able to get the water that it needs, and it will help it to adapt to the new climate a lot easier.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Me too. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Tom, who's up next? They need a little bit of help with their garden today.
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about mold.
Barbara, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
You gave the directions one time for getting rid of a musty cellar and what to spray, and I had written them down, and I can't find them now. I wonder if you could tell me that again.
Well, I'll tell you, there's something even better on the market.
Great.
It's being packaged. I was talking to the owner of the company, and it will be available shortly. It's called Shoe Mold.
Shoe mold.
It's an all-natural moss and mold killer that you can use inside your basement. You can use it on your trees and shrubs, and you can use it on perennials and annuals. But it's all organic. It's all natural. You buy it as a concentrate and mix it with water. And it's made by a company called Linwood Laboratories. And they're in the Boston area. And it was developed by the vet. And he had a problem with flies and insects coming into his office, and he developed something called a screen and surface that keeps insects from coming in your house. And then he developed this. It's the only product available. You get a product like Wet and Forget, that's for outside use only. You cannot use Wet and Forget indoors. But Shoe Mold.
When will it be out soon?
It will be out for the spring. Nursery's Garden Center will have it. You open up your bulkhead, open up your windows, spray your walls, your floor, and goodbye mold.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We are 21 days from Groundhog Day. And let's hope that that little woodchuck comes out and gives us an end of summer, an end of winter report. That would be fantastic. Valentine's Day, 53 days away. And daylight savings is all going to happen in less than 60 days right now. So things are improving. Your days are getting longer. The sky is a lot brighter. And it's lasting a lot longer. So take advantage of the nice days. The cold weather that we had this week drove everybody inside. And there really wasn't a heck of a lot that you could do about it. But as the weather warms up, it will make a difference. It's 41 degrees at my house in Kennebunk right now, and last week, every morning was 10 or 12 or minus 10, minus 15. So things are beginning to warm up, and that will help to get us motivated. Keep an eye out for sales on fertilizer and grass seed. If you're going to need to plant grass seed in some thin areas, and if you're a little bit confused on the varieties of seeds that are used in the blend, let us know and we'll tell you why they're using that combination of a seed blend. And putting in a new lawn is easy. And normally by the 1st of April, my house in Maine, I can start to scratch the dead spots in the lawn, put down the grass seed, roll it or compact it with the soil, water well, and 3 weeks later, the grass is coming up, the holes are getting fewer and fewer, they're filling in, and you'll start to see that, yes, it is possible to have a good lawn. Now, the other thing that will help to eliminate weeds, and it's the weeds that cause the problem, is lime. The sweeter your soil, the less of a chance that you'll have weeds in your lawn and garden. I don't want you to overdo it, but if you could get that pH around 70, that's neutral, and your gardens will grow a lot better. The acidity level will drop, and plants like dandelions and chickweed, clover, wild onions, ajuga, they won't grow as well because of the acidity getting less and less and less. The grass that's there will spread a lot faster. It will fill in the holes. So check it out. If you've got a wood stove or a fireplace, always take that wood ash when you clean it and spread it on your lawn, in your garden, where you need to control moss that's growing there. Now, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, and it can come from a pellet stove or a wood stove, a fireplace, that will go a long way. And a 50-pound bag will be equivalent to 10 50-pound bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So start thinking about it. If your ground is open, get some wood ash down, and or the Magi-Cal made by Jonathan Green. Bonide has a great product also that will eliminate the moss problems in your yard. And things are going to grow a lot better. When the soil is acid, the acidity in the plant will grab a hold of the fertilizer that you apply. And because it's acid, it will retain it. And it will prevent the plants from picking up the food that it needs in your garden. Lime doesn't have to be done every year. Take a soil pH test. Your local county extension service can do it. And if you just go in the yellow pages, you'll find a number for your particular area. And if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. We're getting close to spring. Keep saying that and you'll feel a lot better. Go and order your seed catalogs, spread them out on the table, and start planning your flower boxes, your annual beds, your containers, and look at the new flowers. I mean, a lot of us every year, we plant the same thing. We'll plant marigolds, we'll plant petunias, not like we used to, impatiens. So we want to try something new. And in a whiskey barrel, for example, if you could put three different types of plants, you'll have different textures in the foliage, you'll have different colored flowers, and you'll have something that's going to be interesting. So there's a lot of good things. Get your seed catalogs, look through it, and then you can place your order. And a lot of the seed catalogs now, you can order it directly online. But go to my website, paulparent.com. We have quite a few, and we just came across a huge list. So we're going to be adding probably another 30 or 40 seed catalogs that you can pick up at no charge. And then you can start to dream. And that's what it's all about. Dream in your garden. Because a lot of the garden centers today are not selling as many annuals as they did. And what they have done is cut back on the more unusual and grown more of the everyday things. And so it's going to be difficult for you to find something unique. And if you have questions, you know, you're thinking of a certain annual and you're not quite sure how to do it, then call us here on Sunday mornings and I'll tell you how to start them, how to take care of them, and the location where they're supposed to go. Perennials right now are wonderful, and there are more and more varieties every single year. And there are catalogs for perennials. Some you can buy by division. Some you can buy by clumps, and then you can divide those. And you can buy little starter plugs from your local nursery, like in a six-pack. And it's very, very easy to do. So, you know, start to dream, expand on the varieties. And if you've got plants that you've been doing for years and years, you've always had good results, try something different. I'm not saying wipe them all out and, you know, make your new plant take over. But plant some, try it, see how you like it. If you like it, then the following year you can buy more. Your local nurseries, garden centers have seed in stock right now. They're all getting ready for the season. I know my son Patrick at Northeast Nursery in Peabody was telling me they're really moving along and they're really getting everything set up so that when you do come in, they can help you with little mini greenhouses, the peat moss pots, the Jiffy 7 containers, the right soil to use, and give you some ideas of what's the best plants for your particular growing conditions. You know, is it going to be shade all day? Is it going to be sun all day? Is it going to be a combination? And then start thinking about the height that the plant's going to grow, the width that it's going to grow, and then test it. I'm not saying buy 2 dozen trays of the same thing. Try a dozen or more. Plant them. See how they do for you. And you're going to find some neat growing plants. And there are plants that you can grow that you can dry the flowers and use it for wreaths of dry flowers made with herbs and those particular plants. So there's a lot of things that you can do. If you have questions, call us. The number is 855-660-4261. It's toll free and we'll work with you just to get you motivated. And I know it's cold and it's probably the last thing that you want to do is to start to grow seedlings, but there are certain plants that you want to start to grow when we get to February 1st. So use the next couple of weeks and get them clean, sterilize, get your soil together, little wooden labels so that you can put the names of the plant, and that way you'll know what you're planting and you won't put the tall in front of the short plants. And when you're planting out a perennial bed, one of the things that I always tell people or ask them is, when do you go on vacation? Do you have a summer house? And they'll say, oh yeah, we're home until school's done in June, and then we go to Cape Cod July and August, and we'll come home once a week or once every couple of weeks, and we'll water all of our containers. Well, in that case, what you need to do is design your perennial beds so that the flowers come early and they come late. Why have beautiful plants with gorgeous color, come and bloom in July if you're not going to be there to enjoy them. And that's something that we can do together. And the color range, the height, and also we can tell you about insect problems and what problems you could have. Some perennials are going to have to be staked, otherwise they're going to blow over. So plants like hollyhocks are going to need to be staked because they get to be tall, they fall over. Sometime lupin will need to be staked, and there's a lot more. So give us a call. We'll work together. We'll give you some ideas. And that way in the spring, when some of the stores start to have sales, you'll know what you'll need and you can take advantage of it. So, you know, it's not just May until September. It's starting to work on preparation now so that in February you can start to plant. Now, if you're growing a vegetable garden and you like the cold weather crops, which is broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, Brussels sprouts, they all prefer cool weather. And if you can get them in the garden while the weather is still cool, they're going to do a lot better. And I mean a lot better. So if you wait until May to plant the seed, they're not going to be ready until early June. While if you planted them in February, they'll be ready in mid to late March. You put them outside. You get them acclimated to the weather conditions. It's going to be cold. Bring them in. Put them in the garage. And you're going to do that for a week or 10 days and let them be out in the weather. Their cells will get thicker and they'll be better off and to fight off the cold weather. But, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, Brussels sprouts, celery, they want to be planted out early. Onions and leeks, they want to be planted out fairly early too. And these two vegetables can be started by seed. And I'll tell you, if you have your choice of planting onions like a little bulb, like a marble in size, and you just stick it in the ground, or you start onions by seed, cut it down when they reach 3 inches, you're going to cut them in half. You know, let them grow. When they get to 3 inches, you cut them in half again. And what will happen is all the energy will go into making the little white bulb on the end, the ground end, of your plants. And then you can transplant them to the garden during late April, early May, and they'll do very well. Garlic, that should have been planted in the fall. Mine is a good foot in height. It's looking very good. It's cold. I mean, we've had a lot of snow. We've had a lot of cold weather. But garlic will tolerate that. And by getting it planted early, it's going to help you to have a good head start on your garlic. So remember, garlic is planted in the fall. Usually September or October, you plant them about 3 inches deep, about 6 inches apart in rows, and they'll come up. They'll grow to be, 6 to 10 inches, and then when the ground freezes and the snow comes, then they go dormant. In the spring, when the ground thaws, the snow melts, the ground is soft, they wake up, they continue to grow, And that will give you a much bigger bulb of garlic. And leeks, the same thing. The one thing I found out, if you love leeks, if you've never really had leeks, consider growing some this year. It makes a wonderful vegetable. You grow them by seed. You let them come up to be about 3 or 4 inches. And then you take a couple inches off. You let them grow. Take another couple inches off. Let them come back up. And when you get some size so that your leek is like a match stick, a wooden match stick, and the end of the leek is like the top of the match, what you do is you dig a hole. And what I've done, and it makes things real easy, I have a bulb planter. It's got a handle on it. And I just push it in the ground, pull it out, and it will give me a hole about 6 inches deep. And in the hole, I put one leek plant, put some soil around the roots of the leek plant, and then as the leek begins to grow, I slowly fill in the hole. It gets bigger and bigger, and deeper you plant it, the more white flesh you'll have. And I'll tell you, you chop up those leeks, you fry them in oil, and you add it to an omelet or to spaghetti sauce, it changes the whole flavor. It's wonderful.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. I apologize for my voice. This weather is just up and down, and I got a beauty of a cold, but today I'm feeling a little bit better. So bear with me, please. Thank you. Phone number, 855-660-4261. One of the things that I would like you to do is, if any of you still have your Christmas tree, cut the branches. Don't throw it in the recycle pile. Recycle it in your own yard. So cut off the branches, and if you have a perennial bed that's newly planted, just lay the branches right on top of the perennial bed. If you have rose bushes, cut them and make a teepee shape mound around your roses and tie it with a piece of string so that it's held together and the wind's not going to blow all the branches all over the place. And what will happen is the evergreen boughs will block the wind so that the plants have less of a chance of dehydration. The boughs that you put down in your perennial bed will keep the ground frozen once it freezes so that it's not freezing at night and thawing during the day. And this freezing and thawing process can really create a problem, and you could lose a lot of perennials. The one perennial that I had a lot of problem in the past is lupin, and I love lupin. And when you drive around the state of Maine in the spring, you'll see fields filled with lupin plants, and I had to have some. I planted some the first year. They grew beautiful. Next spring, not one survived. So the following year, I replanted. In the fall, I cut the plant back. And then I put a couple layers of these Christmas tree boughs right on top of where the perennials are planted. And it prevented the ground from freezing and thawing. And every year is different. This year we've been a lot colder than normal. And the one positive thing with the cold, and I talked with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company, and he was telling me that certain insects, due to the cold, will die back. So insects like the woolly adelgid on hemlock that's been slowly moving north and is now in southern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. It's in New York State. It's in Pennsylvania. And it will kill established hemlock trees very, very easily. The cold will kill those. A few will survive, but the majority will die. But he said to me, some of the biggest problems is the Asiatic longhorn beetle. And he was at a conference this week with the USDA, and one of the speakers was a chemist who was working on the spread of the Asiatic longhorn beetle. And in Europe, it is spreading like wildfire, and it's taking out entire forests of ash trees. And the doctor told the audience that it can move 10 to 15 miles in 1 year. So it bores into the tree, it lays eggs, the eggs hatch, a new beetles will emerge, they'll feed on the foliage, they'll go to another tree, drill a hole in it, lay their eggs, and eventually killed the tree. The town of Worcester, Massachusetts, they had to cut down 20,000 trees a few years ago. And it's now reached Peabody, Massachusetts. So it's on the move. He said the cold will kill the weaker of these insects, but the really strong and healthy ones will not be.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.